Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of the Grunts and Grumbles podcast. I'm Vince.
And I'm Tom.
Welcome to the show.
Hi, everybody.
Here we are.
Amazing the strides we've made when we change just one word in our program.
Right.
Success.
Success. Just like we talked about.
We have a lot of things happening. I know it might be weird when you see the videos that we're posting that's like just all Vince. Or I'm doing one thing on this. There's not a tug of war happening. There's not a battle of wills. It's more of a, you do your thing. Let's work on the other thing.
We also don't live together.
Well, that's it.
So, you know, and we're posting things at different times now.
What? We do different things that aren't attached to the hip? Come on.
Oh, my God. There's no way I could be attached here. So we do different things. And at some points, I'll just promote on my own, and you make videos, and we do posts and stuff like that. Like, it's just the way it is, and I think everybody understands that.
We're growing the show, as you can see. When we had our two guests here in another episode, Scott and Phil, they're helping us network. They're helping us get other ideas together. And we have been utilizing it, as you can see. We have been using video. We have a YouTube channel.
The YouTube channel is a pretty new thing for us, pretty big. We're going to try things.
And we're actually trying to see if we can go video on this one. So if you see it, great. If not,
it didn't work.
But, you know, we're trying. It's just us. Yeah. It's just the two of us at the core. And when we're putting everything together... I've said it many times before. I'm not the tech guy.
Yeah, and I'm far from it.
A lot of it's trial and error. A lot of it is, I know from certain experiences how this worked before.
Yeah.
Trying to work it again. Yes, I'm bugging Steve, our IT guy, a lot. I'm bugging JC, our web designer guy, a lot. But it happens. And that's just what happens when we start growing. And if it means that it improves what you guys hear from episode to episode, I will always continue to make something better, to make something more enjoyable. So it's not just a cookie cutter podcast like most tend to be.
Yeah, and we're just trying to do new things. Like we're also in the process of making merch. So we came up with a new design.
Yes.
And I know everybody's been asking us because we had posted that.
We teased you guys
about. Well, because we just went and tried some things, and we're constantly trying new things. And I guess where we're at now is we found a source.
Yes.
And we're just working out some ideas. And I've been, something that just happened recently. And we're just going to do, we're going to come up with some t-shirts.
Yep.
We're going to come up with some baseball caps. And because, you know, it's coming. Winter's coming.
Winter's coming.
Who said it?
Game of Thrones.
But who was it? Who's a big one? All of them. They all said it. And the dragons.
You like dragons?
red dragons. We're going to do toques. And we're going to do some stuff. And, you know, we'd love to hear from our fans and our audience. If they are interested, just send us a message. Send us a DM on our Instagram, on our Facebook.
We're working on the info at Grunts and Grumbles email address.
So,
again, a lot of customer service complaints like we've had trying to hold, being on hold while you have other ideas going on, while we have other things happening in our lives.
We're working on things all the time.
Yeah.
We're trying our best. And we know, again... You know, this is where we're at. So, enough of the business.
Okay. You don't want to add to the merch ideas, like what we're doing? I think we're going to explain more with video content, IGTV.
Yeah.
We definitely want what you want, and we can get it done. We just want to know what we can go into before we just jump, and then we have, like, warehouses full of stock that we can't get rid of. So, more of when you hit us up in any platform through a DM, we want... How many? What you want? A t-shirt? Sweatshirt?
Yeah, well, hat, you know what? We're going to do some videos and stuff.
Sizes,
we just want to know if what you're interested in, and we'll see. Anyway,
we'll get it done.
That's a whole other thing. This is not a show. We're working on it. Okay, so I thought today.
Okay.
We haven't done it in a while. It's been,
right.
I don't know, 19 episodes since we've talked to our weather lady.
I think so.
So back by popular demand, I'm going to call... Our LA weather lady.
Our LA weather lady.
And let's see if she's available to give us a little update down in the south, the deep south.
Hello.
Hello, Mom.
Hi, Vince.
Hey, welcome to the show.
Hey, Grunts and Grumbles.
That's right, Mom.
How you doing?
I'm good. How about you guys?
We're doing fantastic.
We're doing okay. Summer's kind of ending here. Yeah. We're making the best of it as we can, and so still trying to laugh.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah, I bet you are. So basically what we're trying to get at here, Mom, is that the weather is changing in Toronto. As you know, I mean, you've lived here most of your life, and we're at that point now where we're at night, I guess we're 11 degrees overnight, yeah. 10
frost
degrees.
Frost warnings, bullshit. Yeah.
It's cold. It's starting to get cold again here. So I guess we just wanted to give everybody a little taste of what the weather would be like in LA right now, I guess.
Actually, it's really warm in LA.
What would you say the temperature is today?
Oh my God. I don't know. I just know that on the weekend it was 110 here.
Oh,
110. Isn't that like a fever?
Yeah, on the weekend.
What was that song? It's a fever of 103. So it's hot.
Yeah, for real. It's hot. I'm going to say it's probably in close to 90. It's hot out there. It's getting cool at night and in the morning too.
But like sweater weather cool, or just like, yeah, it's a little chilly?
No, but long sleeve shirt.
Oh yeah.
I'd be in shorts and t-shirts.
She walks to work.
Yeah.
So she yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
So there's a huge thing going on in LA right now. They're in California, rather.
Yeah, the finals.
I mean, I know it's far away from you because you're in LA and it's all happening in San Francisco, correct?
Yeah, up around anywhere in between there. Yeah.
Are you seeing like those red skies? Are you seeing the clouds of smoke and all that stuff? Is that visible to you?
We're not seeing the clouds of smoke, but I took some photos of the red. For the last week, the sun has been crazy red with like red glow around it. So it's probably some kind of reflection.
The sun. You think that's the fire related, or is it just the California
sunset?
Yeah,
no, I've never seen it like that before, and I'm a sky watcher. So.
Wow. Mom's sky watcher.
But you know what?
Listen, based even on what you guys said, it's definitely because of the dry conditions that we're having.
Yeah, 100%.
Which is the same reason, you know, they have the fire warning signs when you're driving up 400.
Exactly, when you go camping. When's the last time it rained?
Wow. I could sing that song about how it never rains in California.
Yeah, that doesn't sound
true. They have a rainy season. I can't remember when it is, but it usually does never rain in between.
Oh, my God. Well, that's too bad.
I know.
Well, so you're safe. So that's all that matters, right? Yeah. You're safe from the fires. You're nowhere near it.
Absolutely.
And have an escape plan just in case.
I do.
Yeah.
I'm a Muskoka prepper. I know how to do this.
Beautiful.
She lived in Gravenhurst prior to
that. Oh, yeah. That's awesome. Yeah.
So I just wanted to check in, Mom, because we needed to make sure that our weather lady is going to be okay through all this.
Oh, thank you, gentlemen.
I mean,
very
I guess
much.
You're my mom too, but
yeah, only the weather, Mom. Nothing else.
That's right. The West Coast moms. West Coast moms.
There goes
right.
West Coast Customs out the door. New show, West Coast Moms. What do you think? You think it'll be a hit?
The Real House Moms.
Will they play that alongside the Kardashians or what?
They could. There's no reason why they wouldn't. We're just as appealing. And we even speak faster.
We do. True enough. My mom loves the Kardashians.
Does she?
Yeah.
No, she didn't.
Yes, she did?
No, she didn't.
What do you mean, no, she didn't?
No, it must have been somebody else.
Oh, my God. Don't lie.
And we'll still do it.
No, I used to watch that. I think it was Netflix with that mother who had those four rotten sons, and she had the police in the town in her pocket and all that.
Is this a TV show or reality show?
No, it's a TV show. It was really good.
Justified?
No, I can't remember. She's
Not the Gotties, was it?
No.
All right.
Those are
good fine boys. No criminals
there.
Maybe it should be called West Coast Moms.
I'm ready for you guys because I bought all the cheap American booze. I have a bar stack for the visit.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
Cheap American booze. Well, you do know we like to drink. So
Exactly. So maybe we can do a podcast from down here once we travel again.
We're trying to. We're working our way to make this possible.
We're going to come down there.
It's going to be. We need a lot more likes, listens, follows, and shares. And
okay,
to do that, just to get the sponsorships
more
up, and we're doing what we can to get a bigger audience so we can do some crazier stuff.
So like, subscribe, and share.
That's right, Mom.
That's right.
All right, so the weather in L.A. is always warm.
Over 100.
Okay.
Yes. Yes.
All right, Mom, we're going to go, but thank you so much.
Okay, guys. All right. Have
thank
a good
you.
Show.
Good
okay,
time
bye,
to you.
Bye. Love you both.
West Coast Moms. I think we should make that show.
We should. East Coast, West Coast Moms.
East Coast, West Coast Moms. It'd be the whole, like, the rap thing, but with moms.
You know how they did the ABC The Wife Swap? Oh, yeah, and I guess that. You could call it Mom Swap, but, like, do it as adults. So it's like your mom and my mom.
Oh, yeah.
And then, you know, my mom goes to L.A., like, totally gets lost. Your mom, like, comes up here and, like, trying to figure out.
No, but my mom's
what's
from
in this kitchen.
My
what's
mom's
in
from
this kitchen.
Right? My mom would adapt fine. Yeah, has your mom ever been to L.A.? No. Oh, have you been?
No, I haven't right, either. Right, either. Right. Yeah, I know. I've for this West I've gone is. I somehow always get stuck. Vegas. Stuck in Vegas.
Yeah, somehow you're stuck in
neck
Vegas.
Neck deep stuck
you
in Vegas.
You know why you're stuck in Vegas. You don't get stuck.
Hey,
you go there on purpose.
It's not a complaint. It's not. Just saying, I haven't seen a lot of other things.
Oh, shoot.
I know. Oh, actually, sorry. I am wrong. My mom did go to. She went to Sacramento to my sister's wedding.
Oh, so
she,
right. Yes, they yeah, did your sister's down there. That's right. I mean, Sacramento. I don't even know. I couldn't even tell you where Sacramento is on the map.
Think about desert and south.
No, that's cool.
Yeah. 6 hours away from everything.
All right, so you went to the dentist today.
No, yesterday.
Yesterday. Oh, my God. The days are all mashed together.
It was. Okay, so it's been a couple of years since I've had a regular cleaning.
Right.
And they look into my mouth. They do the x-ray thing first, of course. It's always
dude,
the,
I'm so bad at doing
the
x-rays.
Trumping up the.
I just start like wanting to throw up when they put those things. Yeah. You know, when they go like back in the. I can't.
Oh, yeah. And now they've got this other rig in front of your mouth. So it's like pulling the bull by the fucking.
Oh, yeah.
Great. So, yeah. So new dentist. And of course, it's always the upsell. Oh, we need to do this. We need to do that. Oh, the dentist isn't in here today. So you have to come back Monday. And so they do the x-ray first. I'm okay with it. I know.
Sure,
I know
they have to do it. They got to check.
And I know what I've done to my mouth. So it's okay. Let's do this. So, yeah. Apparently, the buildup of plaque is so bad in the gums, they can only do it by quarter sections.
Yeah, I had to do 2 visits.
Right, so I have to do 4 visits.
Whoa.
So the first visit yesterday, and I swear to God, I don't know why dentists haven't figured this out yet, but they've got to work with Canadian Blood Services to donate blood and get your teeth cleaned at the same time.
Because
I swear to God, they took out a pint of blood from me. I didn't even know if I could get out of the chair. I felt pale and flush. I felt like, oh my God, how much blood came out of me from just like the top quarter section of my mouth.
Wow.
Again, no cavities. I've never had a cavity in my life.
Wow, lucky
so
you. I was the king of the cavities when I was a kid.
Yeah. Oh, really?
I love candy.
It happens.
My candy,
see,
man.
As a kid growing up, I don't know. Like, I feel like I grew up as a good 80s kid. Like, I knew all the stuff, all the toys. But there was a lot of things I missed out from just the way my parents raised us.
Like, food-wise, you mean?
Food-wise, TV show-wise. Like, the candy stuff came, but only if it was, like, Halloween.
Okay. Like, well, at least they let you have candy.
There were never, like, treats that were, like, oh, here, have, like, in your lunch at school. It was very, like, standard nutrition. There wasn't, like, the pudding cups. There wasn't, like, the extra excess sugar.
The weather lady used to give me some of the snacks.
we had the S cookies, though, too. Do you remember the S cookies?
I still eat them.
The lady fingers and the S
cookies. Nona still has those all the time. Whenever I go to Nona's, every time I go to Nona's, I open that cookie drawer.
Yep.
There's guaranteed to be at least S cookies.
Right.
Lady fingers.
Right.
Or, like, Chips Ahoy's. Because my dad is a big chocolate chip.
Nice. Okay.
That's his jam.
Do you remember they had the smaller lady fingers that had like.
Oh, the mini ones.
And then
they
crusted
had two
sugar.
Sides.
Yeah, and then crusted sugar on it.
It was like the pack was the same size, but it was like it had a division.
Yeah, that's right.
Two,
that's right.
Yeah, yeah.
And then
love
like
those.
Encrusted sugar. Like it was like it was just didn't change the texture of the dough.
Those were the days I actually drank milk.
Okay.
Out of glass, I was just dipping my lady fingers in.
Yeah.
And my ass cookies. Chocolate ass cookies?
Get out of here. I don't know if you're going to bring them.
Oh, man. I haven't seen them. You have to go to like an Italian supermarket to find them because like you can get ass cookies at like Freshco.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's
like they have that. They have the lady fingers.
Right.
But if you need like the specialty.
The chocolate ones.
Chocolate ass cookies, you probably have to go to.
Are they made from Milano too?
Same company. Oh, yeah. Just chocolate. Like a chocolate, like, you know, like a. Delicious.
If you don't know what we're talking about, you're not Italian, first of all.
Yeah.
And second of all, for shits and giggles, try them. Like, I don't know. It's like, it was our Twinkie.
I loved it.
Because it was yellow dough. There was no filling. It was like our version of a Twinkie.
I ate them when they were fresh.
Yeah.
Oh, I ate them always. When they were stale. I don't care. I ate those things. It was always no a gamble. Because like, you could choke. You could have died. When you ate them stale, you had like a 50% chance of not making it.
That's right. That's right. It just cemented in your mouth.
You just got that cookie paste and you try to swallow it. It just like gets stuck right here, right in the barrel of your throat. You're like, oh God, this is it. This is the day.
Yeah. You know, so like that's what we had growing up. There was not a lot of like overindulgence of stuff.
I don't think I ever had ice cookies in my lunch. You're lucky. I wish I did. I love them. Yeah. Maybe my mom was like, I don't want you to die at school.
And then
die at home like all your family before you.
Exactly. Have no teeth and just soak everything.
Just soak your ice cookies and milk.
Sponge it out.
Coffee and milk.
But yeah, so like it was Halloween, Easter.
Yeah.
Christmas, we had like treats and stuff like that too, but it was never like throughout the year. It was never like, oh, here's your bag of Skittles beside your pillow every day. It was nothing like that.
Beside your pillow?
Sometimes.
Like, you just wake up and have Skittles
in the bedroom.
You?
Yeah, I'd love that. You've never seen some kids, some kids even have fridges now for their own stuff. I need to have,
I don't have
my Dr.
My
Pepper. I have a fridge
in your
room. See, I'm the kid now that I always wanted.
Now
to
you're
be.
Living that kid life that, you always
right,
wanted.
That's right. That's right.
Did you ever get like a slice of panettone in your lunch?
Oh yeah.
Like just the sky high one?
Yes.
How did you even fit that in your lunchbox?
Actually mom
did you have to cut it in halves?
she cut it in like sections. But yeah, we did do that once. It's funny because I don't know if it was the region where I mean panettone is all over Italy, but
of course it's different.
My dad once in a while would get it, but it wasn't nothing necessarily the biggest tradition. Ours was I know I'm saying this wrong. But they were like the farfalle. It was like a...
Like the pasta farfalle?
Almost the same thing, but they called it that as a...
But as a pastry?
It's a pastry. So they almost have like snowflakes, but it's like funnel cake material. It's
I love those,
and
man.
It's rolled thin.
And
so it's like a little
like
wafer.
It's got like the edges.
And
like
there's powdered sugar.
Oh my God.
I know I'm saying it wrong.
That's
but
okay. Whatever it is. It's delicious.
Those we had in the abundance. Like whenever like we went to Windsor, we get that. So yeah. They'd
homemade?
Be homemade. Yeah. So then... We'd have like the little almond moon cookies, like right?
I
and then eat those, and those would be in mine, like in a little container at lunch once in a while.
Nice.
And even growing up, like I know a lot of my friends, they all love like the Transformers, G.I. Joe, growing up, the cartoons.
Of course.
But my dad usually had a strict routine that when he got home, dinner had to be ready. So he'd be home between 5:15 and 6:15 or 5:45.
Yeah.
So that's in between both cool shows. So I'd watch like my Thundercats at 4:30, get the full run in.
And then
G.I. Joe would be on at 5:00 and then it's like, okay, dinner's ready. And then by the time we ate and finished, like we finished
the other show. So you only watch half of one show. Beginning half of one show and the beginning and the half end of the other.
Right. So like I never got into like the Transformers movie like most of my friends did. But I mean, like I said, do I feel like I've missed out? No, because I can watch it now.
Yeah, but now it doesn't matter now.
But even Saturday morning cartoons, I was in like German school for a lot of years growing up, like for a lot of the developing years on Saturdays.
Oh yeah?
So I didn't get a lot of the
Saturday
morning cartoons. So,
you were learning how to speak German?
I do know how to speak German.
You do?
I do.
Like still?
Yes.
Fluently?
Like broken? It would take me a bit to get into, but never to the point where I'd ever be lost in the conversation.
So if you went to Germany, you could go fine.
Yeah.
Oh, that's amazing,
you wouldn't
man.
Find me.
Why? Because everybody's telling Germany?
I'd just blend. I'd be able to blend in. And I mean, it's always good to know languages. Fluently, no. I can speak broken, very broken, very like
that's
Neanderthalish,
like Italian,
one word.
That's my Italian.
Italian. French, I wish I knew better. I mean,
too.
We did it for 6 years in school, like mandatory. And I can read a book. I can write you a book in French before I can talk
really?
To you like this in French.
I couldn't do writing or speaking it.
And then the French that they teach us is the High Parisian French that they don't speak in Quebec.
Yeah, but we
so
can.
They know they can smell you out like in a second.
Yeah, you know? Whatever. I don't want to get into that. I can go into a whole terror about just French and Quebec.
We will. And then
we certainly.
So Italian, it was more like it's hard too because my dad came from a region where they spoke in a dialect.
Of course, the dialects throughout Italy are very different,
and it's hard to explain someone who doesn't know languages what a dialect is.
Well, yeah,
because it's different in regions.
It's like, oh, you speak Italian. It's like, yeah, well, my yeah. The shitty Italian I know is good in Calabria, and that's it.
I know.
And like, what do you mean? It's coded. Because from the south to the middle to the north to the east middle to the there's a million different occupations.
Sure. It depends on
who you're bordered. And if you're bordered on with another country, you get this new little dialect that's a mix of, that language and Italian and whatever.
I want to say Cajun or Creole would probably be the closest, or Acadian, if you will, to an accent that's English.
Okay.
That has its own words.
Interesting.
I want to think so. I might be wrong, but because it's hard to explain what a dialect is.
Very well be wrong.
Right, yeah. But like just how certain things that they say.
Well, does dialects go? Okay, we can give basic example of English ones.
Right.
Between like British and our English.
Yes.
There's different. American English. There's three different
even
dialects.
How we spell.
And dare I even throw in Ireland and,
Celtic.
A type of, and that's a type of different also dialect.
And Wales.
It's not in Wales.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's sort of, think of it that way, but it's happening inside of Italy.
I know.
So the dialect between America, Canada, England, Ireland, Wales, that's type of like, almost like, it's very, I don't know how
it's hard to explain.
It's hard to explain, but that's the closest.
If you know, it's the same with the S cookies. Yeah. If you know, you know.
But that's what I mean. That's as close as we can get to it being.
I think it's how they sniff you out if you actually belong there or you need to get the fuck out tonight.
I know. When I was 14, we went to Italy and we did like a tour. We did like, we didn't just go to one spot. We did like 3 weeks.
Right.
Two weeks, sorry.
Mm-hmm.
We started in Genoa, went Genoa, Milan, Torino.
Right.
And then we went to Pisa because we had to see the tower.
Right.
Went to Reggio Calabria, which is the tip. And then we went to Cosenza, Calabria.
Yeah.
Just me going, like, I went in the north and then made my way south. I didn't understand a lot of Italian till I got down to the south.
Yeah.
Then I was like, okay, this is better.
Yeah. And it's like a certain words. And
even there, they talk so fast. You know?
It's funny. We say they talk so fast because they do. And then they say English, we talk too fast.
Yeah, because if you're in your language,
If you don't know.
It's right?
But, oh, man. Italy is hilarious. Okay, so I've been to Italy twice in my life. Yeah. And when we go, we start, like, actually in Europe. So I'll visit family in Germany, take a 10-hour train trip to Italy, and then go around. So I went to Yugoslavia in 93, right before it was. When it was still Yugoslavia.
Yeah, because it was at one point.
And, and there were tanks going through formations in the fields,
in Yugoslavia.
Yeah, like this wasn't like a parade. This was, they're doing formations to get down to the, like, Croatia, trying to get into Serbia. And then we were in Slovenia side. And then, when you meet different people from different places, because like you said, you want to go to Pisa. So we went to San Marco Square in Venice. We went to like Verona. You know, you're looking at like the Treviso fountain, and you're looking at everything, right?
Of course.
And all the other people are from other countries when they're there, too.
Yeah, of course. I mean, like everywhere. Yeah.
So the four of us are speaking English like I'm speaking with you right now.
Of course.
Right? And there's a family in front of us.
Yeah.
Clearly German.
Yeah, yeah.
And the husband says to the mother, typical fucking American assholes.
Oh, in German.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And my mom caught wind of it, saying, actually, sir, I was actually born in Germany.
Speaking in German.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I was born in Germany, and my family were actually from Canada.
Yeah.
And if I actually told them what you had to say right now about them, you wouldn't be walking right now. So just remember, you're not the only one that thinks you're coming from somewhere. And his face just...
Good.
Dropped because my mom spoke in perfect German.
But
she switched like from us speaking English to
kept talking. She just turned and she was speaking in
German. And then like we just looked like, do you know that person? Oh no. And she kept it to herself, but it wasn't until after. I mean, yeah, it's like, and at that point, I was the biggest person coming out of the train, even with my family in Italy. I was 17. So yeah, 93. I was 17. And I was already like 6'2 at that point. And I was like the tallest person in my family then. And they're just looking at me. They're like, yeah, he's only 17.
How tall is your brother?
6'1", 6'2".
No, you still tall. Fuck both of you.
Yeah.
my brother is 6'1".
Yeah.
I want to say. Does that sound right?
Yeah. He's a little bit taller than you.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. He's older, I guess. Yeah, I'll let him have it. That's all he's got. I got the looks. Something. Sorry, Rob. I got the looks. You can have the height. I tell him all the time. I say that all the time. People are like, oh, you guys are like twins. I'm like, yeah, I'm just the better looking one. Right.
So going back to languages, for better or for worse, to get through somewhere to survive, I could probably speak 6 languages.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
I can barely speak English properly. So
see, you know, sometimes I trip over my tongue too. But the way I see it is that when I can say I'm not bragging that I know 6 languages, I understand it enough to be okay with it. But a lot of hand signals, a lot of wrong wording, poor grammar.
It happens.
But can I get food from that place? Sure. Can I understand, say hello,
greeting? I can get food from a place just by pointing out a menu.
That too. Also. I know.
But you know what? I'm glad we were kind of bringing up these languages and stuff because like on Netflix when this pandemic sort of started, that movie Eurovision came out. Do you know that movie with Will Ferrell?
No.
So it's basically a song contest with Will Ferrell that I was watching.
Okay.
And they're supposed to be like from, I'm going to butcher this. I want to say... Iceland. I don't know. I'm probably wrong. I didn't do my homework on this one, but I did write it down to talk about it for some reason. Because I think I had this on
reference for something.
I think I had this on my list like a month ago of stuff I wanted to talk about. Uh-huh. So there's this whole there's one of the singers in the beginning of the middle of the movie. They do like this riff off sort of thing.
Okay.
You ever watch Pitch Perfect?
Yeah. Sadly, I have to say.
Don't say sadly. I love that movie. I loved it. Anyway, I'm weird. So in that thing, they had this thing where they sang ABBA, everybody from different countries. The contest is people of Europe have a song contest, and it's based on a true story, apparently.
Okay.
And if you win, you're like the top singer in Europe. Like,
okay,
it's
so yeah, America's
award.
Got Talent or like the...
Well, Europe's got singers,
Canadian
let's call
Idol,
it.
American Idol.
So there was this one girl, this bigger girl was on it, and she sang, and she became like a viral sort of a... I don't know. It's not like a meme. It's a viral hit, let's call it.
Okay.
And it's because she did like this like scat before she sings this song. She's like, something like that. I don't know. It's fucking hilarious. And then like it became this huge thing and it's huge. Like now she just does it everywhere. She's got all these YouTube videos.
So it's, yeah.
And I'm just like, why are people watching this so much? Like, and then she got to her head.
Yeah.
So she started doing it and she was singing to a marshmallow, ate the marshmallow. Made a face like it was delicious, and then sang the rest of her song. I'm like, "What? What is this?" I'm gonna show you the video after.
Show me.
And I'm just like, "Why is this a thing?" It just came to my head too because we were talking about languages and.
Thank God we're doing our stuff onto YouTube now.
Finally, some content.
Now we got some real content.
Now some real content. But
make it a
meme
if
you know what it was. It comes back to my TikTok addiction.
Yeah.
So that's where I probably saw it.
Fucking TikTok.
I know. Whatever. But do you like Will Ferrell? With him, I find it's hit and miss. You don't think he's okay.
Too.
You love Will Ferrell or you hate Will Ferrell.
I think it's funny because if you say I can take him in small doses, I honestly think he's a mood player because old school loved him in old
loved
school.
Him in, yeah, loved him.
Talladega Nights, I had to watch it twice to actually really get into that character.
Loved
right.
It.
The
other guys with Mark Wahlberg, he was so good.
Yeah, but again, I found that was a bit cheesy too. Like it
was a cheesy movie, but it was perfect how he played it.
There's some characters that he plays. I mean, when he's playing Ron Burgundy in Anchorman,
so good.
And I didn't know how to take it because I'm like, okay, I can let this one pass when it's coming in theaters.
Yeah.
But then someone's watching at home, you know, and you see the street fight.
Oh my god!
Right?
And Steve Carell in that movie,
yes,
was so good.
And then when you realize the background of it, it's not really a movie. It's more of four friends,
yeah,
working on a movie, trying to see if they can throw the next person off.
It was really good,
and I think once you realize that there's like,
did you
an art to it, and it's hilarious.
Did you watch the bloopers hooked. From that movie?
Yeah,
so it's better than the movie.
I know
it's so good.
How would you work on a set like that? Honestly, have you ever worked on a show where you know, like. When you hear the behind the scenes, you go, "Yeah, I was there, and I don't know how I kept it together."
There is times when I'm sitting in a studio or wherever we are, location, and they're filming this scene that is epically hilarious.
Right.
You have to kind of like cover your face.
Get out of the
you
room.
Have to cover your face.
I'd
walk
be
away.
Yeah.
Because like you know, and I also watch the screen. right? So yeah, I have my iPad and I have a video of the
right
of what's happening, so I can take continuity photos and stuff like that. So I'm also watching the funny happen,
right?
And I have to walk away.
Yeah.
There was a scene in like one of the last shows I worked on, which I can't talk about yet, something broke that shouldn't have.
Okay.
And the actor was just making fun of me, like jokingly, because we were buddies, about me being a little heavy, and he broke something by stepping on it. Right. And I was just, I just scoffed a little bit to myself underneath, like a bit of a laugh.
Right.
And I had to like quickly like, oh no, like I shouldn't have.
They're rolling.
And then after the take, he goes, Vince, goes, don't you say a fucking word to me. Were you there that day? I don't know.
I think I was, yeah.
He's like, don't you say one fucking word. Yep. And I'm like, getting a little fat there, everybody.
A lot of fish in the sea. Looks like you're eating all of them, buddy. If you understand that reference, you know exactly what we're talking about.
So it was really funny. There's moments where you have to be very quiet. Like there's obvious reasons. Like the actors are performing funny scenes. And I've worked on comedies. And there were some funny moments, like when we worked on What We Do in the Shadows.
Right.
There were just certain things that they were making up on the spot.
Of course.
Where the director, you know what you can laugh is that the director laughs.
Okay.
Because with Jermaine Clement, he would laugh at some things. Okay. I would just do a little small laugh just to get it out of my body. Yeah.
Okay.
Because you're just like, I got to get it out.
Right.
And it was really fun, man.
Did I tell you?
A funny show.
Did I? Here we go. You know, we're getting into a lot more episodes because I'm trying to see if we covered this or not. Did I tell you my bus trip story to Kingston?
I don't think so.
Okay, I'm going to repeat it again in case it is.
I don't think it's in my notes.
We're so convoluted, but this story is an awesome story. So clearly you guys know 22 episodes in that I can kind of laugh at anything. Pretty much, I have been laughing at everything. So shooting one day, take a call for like, you had to be at the studio for like 4:30 in the morning.
I love those days.
And I was still living in Cambridge at the time. So it was a commute. And it was for the show Nikita.
Yeah,
and
I remember that show.
The shooting day was actually in Kingston. So we had to meet at the studio, take a shuttle, and that's why it starts so early.
Of course, you have to jump on the shuttle.
Yeah, and then by the time we got to this location, which was downtown Kingston, which was 7 in the morning, which is perfect. Daylight's coming. We can set up the cameras. We set up the shots. Working props. And it's a nice day. We're just daylight contingent. So by like 5 o'clock, we're already back in the shuttle. Like it was a beautiful day. It was a little bit cold because we're out right on the water and, you know, it was snowing, of course, because everything in our shows are winter related.
Yeah, usually. That's why they film up here, mostly for our snow.
So, you know, the drive in, the shuttle in, everyone's pretty much sleeping in one note. Like they're just.
Yeah, of course. You woke up early.
Right.
Yeah.
So now it's the end of the night. And people are a little bit awake. People are just going to wind down, sleep for the 2 hours to get home.
Yep.
The bus driver puts in Adam Sandler's That's My Boy.
Oh, you guys had a TV, a movie.
TV in the bus.
Nice.
I've never seen that movie before in my life.
Yeah.
Have you seen it?
I have.
Okay.
So good.
So in this bus, it's not just like you and me.
No, right? There's like another 18 people on this bus. It's one of those big ones?
It's 50. People. It was a huge bus. Yeah, it was a coach bus. So we have all the departments, 80s,
whoever
ADPs,
took the bus,
everyone's in there. And I don't want to say like we're all kind of immature in our own way, but there's also a time and place for when we do stuff.
Yeah.
And somehow I feel like that movie wasn't indicative.
I don't think
to be on
that
bus.
A comedy should have been on a bus that people who were up that early was driving back. Yeah.
And I found it so difficult to not laugh.
Oh, I bet.
Because there are so many good scenes in that movie.
The tattoo on his back of New Kids on the Block. Are you kidding me, man?
The Vanilla Ice scene. Everything. I'm just dying the whole time. And I'm holding it in. Like
you have to because everybody's sleeping.
It's hurting me. Everyone's sleeping or everyone's just in a higher brow, let's say, to not appreciate filthy humor. And I'm dying.
Oh, it's
and
such a good movie.
I got to get this movie. I don't give a shit how long it takes me to find this. I'm buying it now before I get home. Sure enough, I did. Make a detour. Find it.
On the way back to Cambridge.
Yeah, put it in. And I'm laughing.
I've watched that movie so many times. I couldn't even tell you how many times I've seen it.
Like, I got out of the bus, and I was just like, oh, my God. And, like, it's different. It's like church. Like, When you're in a place and you know you can't laugh and then someone tries to do something, just gives you a look and you're like, I ain't getting shit. I'm going to be grounded if I'm caught laughing.
Yeah, of course.
But when you do get a chance to laugh, it's so satisfying. Oh my God. And yeah, there's my boy.
It's such a good movie. There's a show. I don't know if I told you about it, but there's a show on Amazon Prime called LOL.
Okay.
And it's hosted by Rebel Wilson.
Okay.
So it's in Australia.
All right.
And it's basically they put 10 comedians or 12 comedians, I can't remember the number,
right,
in a room.
Okay.
So you're thinking, okay, 12 comedians in a room, what's right, happening? They can't laugh. So they're all telling jokes. They're right, all trying to make the next person laugh. And they're not just telling jokes, but they're like doing like awkward little
noises. Trying to throw the next person off. Yeah. Yeah.
And wow, it's like 6 hours in this room. So it's 6 episodes. So every episode is like an hour. And then, you know, you get a yellow card and a red card. So if you laugh once or if you right, like smirk or smile, right, smile too, like a big,
oh, really?
Big enough, you can do like a little, you know,
oh, fuck, no
but
way.
You can't do a big smile.
I'm done.
You're not going to make it.
No,
I feel like I could make it. I'm watching that show. I feel like I could do it.
I think it's like the jokes when you go, oh, I am smiling.
Yeah.
And you're straight visage, dead face.
Yeah.
It's because in your thoughts, you have to realize, well, what is smiling? It's an act.
Yeah.
But if I say smile, I don't necessarily have to smile. So
no,
now I'm saying it to you in a very dead tone, serious thing.
And it's really, you should watch it.
So to not laugh, I feel like you have to be mentally in the darkest state.
I think a lot of those
people.
You
could be, like,
yeah,
PTSD thing, like, if I laugh, I'm dead.
Yeah.
So that's where you have to put the, like, I mean, I think I could be a good actor.
But you know what?
Sense.
You think you can do it,
no.
The thing is, like, I say I think I could do it.
Right.
But as soon as someone says something that's, like, offside or just, like, something that's so clever.
Right. Yeah.
It's just, like, you wouldn't even have imagined that person saying it. I would die. I'll tell you one. So they had this thing where they pulled out a card where it's, like, everybody has to pay attention to you.
Okay.
For 30 seconds.
So they're all just staring.
Yeah, so you have to. You can do a comic routine. You can do a stupid dance. You could scream for 45 seconds or whatever it is.
Yeah,
scream at them and hope for a laugh. And this one guy, I can't remember their names because I don't know. Anyway, I watched it a long time. He goes into the back to get ready. You don't see nothing. He just comes out with a jacket on full of dicks. Just full of dicks. I'm talking, there must have been 20 dicks on
right,
his jacket.
Right.
And he's just like, he's dancing around. He's pulling dicks. He's just doing all these things. And I'm like, how are you not laughing at this guy?
Yeah.
This is hilarious. But then me watching it at home, I'm like, you could just be like, yeah, that's funny. You know, like I'm like trying to, my best to say like, could I make it through this? It was a fun.
And it's different live too.
And the
right?
thing is too, is you have to be constantly trying to make someone laugh. So if you're standing around being passive aggressive or walking away, you lose. And if you laugh out loud, like actually go, ha, 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 laugh.
Yeah, you're done.
You're done. You don't even get a yellow card. You're out. Laugh out loud. You're out of there.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if I could do that. Like, Impractical
so
Jokers does that sometimes too.
I love that show.
The four guys in a room.
Yeah.
And
in the office.
And you just
when, when Sal loses because he gets on that moto bag. Oh, my God. Not Q. Who got on the bag? Murray's like, where's the bathroom? And they're like, oh, just around the corner. He gets on this little suitcase. Do you remember that episode?
Yes,
and he
yes,
rides it out and then rides it back in. And Q.
Yeah.
So Sal lost, right?
Yeah,
and then
yeah.
Q is hanging out there and he's like, wait, what's that called? And he's like, oh, it's a moto bag. And he's like, oh, he's like, search moto bag. Searching for Batman porn. Do you remember that?
No, I don't remember
that
one.
Watch that episode again.
Oh my God.
I would just die. I would immediately die laughing.
And the fact that they keep trying to do stuff to over, like, that's the hardest thing. When you know that tension is not to laugh.
Yeah.
And the pressure is, you can't laugh.
Yeah, yeah.
And you're in a room and you're with these guys and you know that they're,
And these comedians in the LOL are, like, the guys who are, like, the dick humor, the guys who make you laugh
yeah.
at the stupidest things.
Yeah, yeah.
It was good.
There's an art to it.
Oh, yeah. I also then developed an Australian accent watching that show. I was like, we were walking around the house, like, just doing regular things.
Right.
We had an Australian accent for 2 weeks.
Oh, my God.
Why? Right. It's not like I was going to work.
No.
So everything around the house was just Australian. It was great. I had to physically force myself to stop.
To stop saying
because I was
because
I had,
just so in the zone.
I was in the Australian accent zone. I'm like,
wow.
I'm an Australian now. I'm like, I just go and blend in. You know, you can blend in Germany.
Yeah, yeah.
I was blending
yeah.
in Australia. I think. I don't even know how good it was. You'd have to ask around.
Ask around.
I think it was spot
we
on.
We have a few people that we could ask. Well, one for sure.
One for sure. I'm pretty sure it was spot on, if you ask me. But I don't know. I didn't try with an Australian. I talked to a person who was also putting on an Australian accent. Yeah. So I was like, oh, yours is good. Mine's fucking great, too. Right. Like, we were great. Me and Carolyn, we were just doing it. Like, we just thought we were Australians
just
all the time.
Fun. That's amazing.
Yeah, so good.
Oh,
I
man.
Love it, man.
Good thing you watched that as Australian shows instead of, like, Steve Irwin.
I love that guy.
Oh, my God. The one episode I watched, and he went headfirst into a rattlesnake den. He just heard it, and he's like, oh. And he just,
oh, I'm going to get it.
head first into this enclosure that's got, like, let's say even two rattlesnakes, but you know
one
there's more.
One is too many.
Right?
One is
just,
too many.
He just hears that like, and oh. He goes in head
he's
first.
Like, I better go get this.
And he's grabbing, look at all these things. And you're like, and rest in peace, because you did a lot of stuff for you, like animal efforts and conservation.
But can you believe he went out by a stingray?
Right? Like, what did you
do? Not an
you,
alligator.
Did you put your finger in his butthole? Like, what'd you do?
It just got scared and shot its spike. It was a freak accident.
I know, but out of everything else, like, you put your head first into.
Crocodiles.
Crocodile's mouth.
Shark things, you know, with all these deadly poisonous snakes.
Up.
And yeah. Was it South Park? Was it South Park? He's like, I'm going to stick my finger up in
butthole.
His butthole.
Yeah, that's why I said it as it was.
Yeah. I love that.
Oh,
man.
It's just unbelievable.
I know. It's such a freak accident that this guy, the crocodile hunter.
Yeah.
The crocodile specialist.
He was fearless. Like,
he wasn't afraid of the animals. He respected them.
How do you get raised like that as a kid?
I don't know, but his kids did.
Because somehow someone turned me wrong somewhere.
Well, he can't get
the shadows, right?
Spiders too. he also lived in a country where there were all these things, so you just like adapted. Maybe he grew up in like a scenario where he had nothing but the animals, so maybe. He just started loving them and doing all these things with them. I don't know.
Could be, but
I'm sure there's a book.
It's just so strange that how you can make kids fearless or fearful of everything. And
if that's the same thing with racism.
Of course. But like, if you were to be a parent, I would want to have a kid that's a Steve Irwin.
Yeah, if I had a kid,
you know, go in head first, do that, tackle that. Like the one actress kid we were working with this winter.
Yeah,
you can tell that kid's gonna be
fearless.
Like, he already has a motorcycle. And he's six.
No, he doesn't.
Well, you know what I mean? He's going to.
Yeah. They're rock climbing.
He's
going to
be
doing all sorts of things.
So many things. I'm going, you know, it's hard to even get my dad to, like, play catch with me sometimes.
If I had a kid, it'd be fucking terrified.
Right?
He'd be screwed. I'd be like, I don't know, man. I'm like,
stay out of
like
the
it.
Basement. Stay out of the basement, please.
Listen, I'm like, here, this is the most important lesson I'm going to teach you in your entire life. Are you ready? Yeah, I'm ready, Dad. All right, listen. When you are in the basement, you turn off the light, you got to do some stretches. You got to do some stretches prior, because as soon as you hit that light, you got to run up those stairs as fast as you can and then turn on the light at the top as quick as you can, because that's your saving grace. The light is your saving grace.
Always run for the light. Oh, my God.
Holy shit. I was messaging a friend of mine the other day, and she was like, I was just thinking, I was outside, I can't remember, she was probably having a smoke or something, I can't remember what she said, and she's like, I was sitting out there, and I just saw all these, like, these birds just flying about, around, and she's like, you know what, she's like, there was too many of them, after listening to your podcast, there was too many of them, I had to go inside, because I said, you know, those birds can take us out, you know, and she's like, yep, and she just left, and she's like, now I can't be around too many birds.
I was watching, I follow one of the directors that I've worked with. Mm-hmm. On Instagram, and he has this backyard surveillance camera where he lives. I'm guessing he's somewhere in the valley,
sure,
in California. He goes, "Oh, look at my night pets."
What's he got?
And it's got like a bobcat walking through.
Awesome.
And then, you know, the typical raccoons, skunks.
Yeah.
And then he's got like five coyotes roaming around, and they're just like
walking
sniffing
around. Well, he's
like,
in the wilderness. As long as that night, it's not when he's out there. And if sure if he was there, that wouldn't be there, right?
We're kind of lucky being where we are. When
we have raccoons.
Pigeons and raccoons. And, then,
and skunks.
And the occasional bum. The occasional
and
bum.
The homeless person. Or like the occasional possum and bum.
And,
for sure.
But could you imagine, like, you're just stepping outside. Like, so say you're a smoker.
You're going for your morning inhaling, coffee. Yeah, or whatever. 5 o'clock in the morning, you wake up.
That's five Cody's just staring at you.
And you're just like, no. And then you just turn around. So I saw a funny thing. So, you know, you get those things on like Instagram and Facebook where they're like, oh, what would you do if you walked out of the path and you're in the trees or whatever, and you see this giant bobcat in front of you? It's like, what would you do? Right. I'm like, I don't know. I'd freak out.
What would they do? Like, well, what are they doing?
No idea. Right, but this was the funny. Someone wrote underneath, like someone in the comments.
Yeah, of course.
He's like, what's the opposite of pss, pss, pss? I would do that.
Yeah. Again, when you come into forces of nature that you have no control of, they have no control of that they're going to come across you either.
Yeah.
And thank God I've never been in that situation where it's like me and the bear.
Yeah, yeah. Right? The bear, listen, I'm going to tell you straight up, the bear's going to win. He can run faster than me, longer than I can. Like, I know that bear's fat, and I'm trying to get skinnier, but if I can't run for fucking 6 miles. No. That bear can probably run 6 miles. I'd be like, hey, buddy, let's just get this out. I'd be like, I'm not going to beat you. I'm just going to lay down here. And just
take a chunk into my ass.
Just no.
Or make sure it's like.
Just get me instantly.
The death blow.
Just give me the instant, like,
yeah.
Bite my throat. Snap my neck or something. I don't freaking know. But I don't know.
Don't let me smell what you ate yesterday, and that will be good.
God, it doesn't matter what you ate. You're dead.
Oh, just.
You don't have a chance. Not a chance in hell against a bear. I once was snowmobiling in Gravenhurst.
Okay, yeah.
And snowmobiling or four-wheeling, I can't remember what it was, but it was in the winter.
Okay.
And I was coming along, whatever. All I see in front of me is one wolf.
Oh, okay.
And it's just me snowmobiling. I'm by myself.
Right.
So, but I'm on a snowmobile, so I feel like I'm pretty. So I'm like pretty safe. I feel like I'm pretty. So I start driving towards him because trying to go through that path.
Right.
He walks a little bit, stops, turns around, looks at me.
Oh, yeah. And ears up.
He's looking. He's curious.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm like, oh God, I'm gonna die. And I drive a little bit more, like I try to detour.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm just trying to, like, I'm always looking back at him to make sure he's not following me.
Right.
And then finally I take off. I don't see him again. I come back around and come back to home that same way.
Right.
He's gone.
Okay.
I'm freaking out. I go over there and I get to the house. I'm like, guys, you never believe I saw this freaking wolf while I was snowmobiling. Yeah. And they're like, oh, they're probably more scared of you than you are of them.
Right.
How do you know that? Who knows that? Does he say, I know he's going to hunt you, but
if they're hungry, they don't give a fuck. There's no fear in that.
I hate when people say they're more scared of you than you are of them. You don't know that. I'm fucking terrified of a lot of things.
Yeah.
I can tell you pretty much. Spiders are not more scared of me than I am of them. I can guarantee you that very much is not the case. So, I don't know. I just hate when people, they're more afraid of you than you of them.
Yeah, well.
We don't know that. We don't know my fears.
We
don't know my fears to their fears. So don't even.
We also take for granted that there is an intellect within the animal species, that they can sometimes act more human than we do, at times.
Well, I mean,
right? Of course.
Or we're acting animal.
Yeah, of course.
So,
and but yeah, I would never take it for granted. Or they're more free. Yeah, but you never know. Like, you turn away from one, but you don't know what that one was protecting.
Yeah. What if he's just a scout wolf?
Yeah.
And there's another. There's a 30 wolves around the perimeter.
Yeah, they're circling me.
Are they still scared of me?
No.
I'll tell you what.
They're sizing you up going, I think we're going to be good this winter, folks.
They're like, hey, guys, we're going to be fine for the winter. Look at this guy. It's a puffy jacket. I'm skinny underneath. He's like, I know how scared I am of that one wolf.
Yeah.
If there's 30 of them.
Right.
I'm dead.
There's a video I saw the other day.
Yeah.
It's crazy. It's got to be somewhere in Africa. So it's a traffic jam.
Okay.
And this lion, I mean, beautiful mane. It goes all the way down to its belly.
Yeah.
Beautiful male lion.
Mm-hmm.
Walking through the traffic in between the cars that are parked there. And just so regal, majestic.
Did he go up to cars and
He was just like, hey, you guys are stopped. I'm going to go where I need to go.
I'm just passing through.
I mean, and everyone, obviously rolled the windows up and locked the doors.
He just
strolled through.
You're locking is the tiger opening the door? If it's unlocked, how is he? Is he using his mouth to open the door?
I think even with the sheer power, if it really wanted to, it could rip that door off.
But
I
want
to think that it could.
How is it? Where is it going to put its claws to get in?
Just break through the glass and rip in. I don't know.
I mean, listen, if that tiger wants in, he's coming.
Yeah, he's
or lion. Sorry, lion.
Still, all of it.
I saw a funny video with a lion too, where this. I guess it was like a lion sanctuary.
Okay, yeah. Sort of, yeah, right, right.
Not like Tiger.
Like Carole Baskin bullshit. Carole Baskin. Okay.
So this guy was just hanging out with the lion, and the lion just like flinched on purpose, and the guy's like, whoa. And then the lion smiled. Like, his teeth yeah, just went yeah, up, yeah, and he's yeah, like, huh, he like got you. I'm yeah, like, that's like, yeah. That, I was like, Simba? Is that you?
You know, that's what I mean. Like the intelligence that we kind of don't yeah, give the respect to the animals for, that animal just proved that he was the alpha. Like still, yeah, like no matter what you do, I'm he's still like, the hey, boss listen, here.
I know you feed me three times a day, but if I wanted it. To, you're toast, man.
But every animal, like we're nothing.
Oh, you know, cats will eat you.
Kayak in the ocean you and a blue whale comes up and you're like, okay, here
and
you
he
go.
Didn't even see you. He's just going to swallow you and doesn't even know.
Yeah.
I just feel, I always feel like cats, if you don't feed them and take care of them and if you died in the house, let's
I
say
know,
you died.
I hate cats.
I know. Whatever. I love cats. If you died in the house and you just
that's
stopped eating
the cat, that's not a companion.
The cat's going to eat you.
And which means to me the is not a companion.
The dog's hungry enough, it might eat you too, I think.
I know, but the dogs cry for you first.
I know. That's true. My the cat's yelling because you're not feeding. It's not crying because you're dead.
Yeah. Oh, and you know that you've seen that meme or whatever where they're going, cats only make noise to humans.
Is that
never
true?
Never to cats.
I also read that and I said that to some people and they're like, that can't be true. Because they come out meowing.
Knowing that they're going to get food. And they
not from a human.
But it replicates the sound of a baby in distress.
Yeah, but but that's just a baby animal. But they come out meowing to their mom. They're not meowing to humans. Yeah, they don't know humans exist.
Yeah.
So I'm not too sure about that one. But I did also read that a while ago.
It's, okay.
It could be real. Listen, lots of things could be real. Who knows?
Yeah, I don't know. Cats has always freaked me out for
you. Well, you're also deathly allergic.
That doesn't help either. Like, I mean, trust me, I love all animals. But there's something about cats I don't understand why it takes a lot to really domesticate them.
I don't know. That's not true. Indoor cats, they do their job. Did you know that? I don't know if we talked about this, but the tongues on a cat and a lion and a tiger.
Spikes?
The spikes. It's to rip the flesh off before they eat. Okay. The vegans are going to love this.
Yeah.
I don't know. Whatever.
Yeah. And the parasites under the nails? Did you know that?
No, I didn't know that.
So cat scratch fever is not just a song from the 70s.
Oh, no.
It's a real thing. So they have a parasite in their nails.
All cats.
Some of them. Depends on how they hunt and what they're hunting.
Mm-hmm.
But what they do is if, say, they catch a mouse.
Are we talking house cats or are we talking like tigers and lions?
House cats.
House cats, okay.
So when they attack a mouse and they grasp it, when they release their claws, there's a bit of DNA that comes out goes into the mouse.
Okay.
Sometimes they let the mouse go, and I'm sure you know that from watching cats. Like it's just more of a prize than anything.
They play with them too.
Right?
Yeah.
Sometimes if those mice don't die, they just get scratched, so they're wounded. They go back,
mm-hmm.
and there's a pheromone now in that mouse that attracts more mice towards the cats,
so the cats can eat more.
And if it scratches humans, cats, if it scratches humans, that's why you got the crazy cat ladies, because they've got that. I need more cats. I need more cats. I read that somewhere too.
Really?
Yeah.
So the cat scratches the lady, and the lady now becomes 17 cats.
Yeah.
I don't think that's that fucking. That's impossible.
Cat scratch fever.
No.
Look it up. Seriously. It's fine. Like I just read it somewhere. And I'm just like, this is so weird. And I don't know.
It might be right. I don't know.
I'd love to have a dog. I really would, but I don't have time. The scheduling, what we do.
Yeah.
It's not fair for a dog where I live.
Yeah,
I mean,
there's a lot of dogs though there. Yeah, I've seen a bunch.
I know, but they do the dog walker thing. It's my dog.
Yeah. Right? You don't want to get a dog and have someone else take care of your dog.
Yeah. No. And then again, there's okay. This is gonna sound so bad, and I don't care. I find, just like certain relationships, if you feel it's going to go south, either way,
mm-hmm.
you either get pregnant to maintain the relationship, or you buy a pet to keep the relationship. And I find it's an entrapment. I find that's such an entrapment game. Because are you really buying the pet because you want to lengthen the relationship or to like band-aid what's going to shit?
I don't think you should ever do that.
And I don't think so either. I don't agree with it. And I feel like just like kids, there's that responsibility where you have to be there for that animal, be there for that child. And I love traveling.
Yes, you can.
And I can go, hey, Vince, why don't take care of my dog for like a week?
Want to watch my 60-pound dog for a week? Yeah, or
no, it's my dog, my responsibility. So guess what? I know that's a 14-year commitment. I'm not traveling for 14 years.
Yeah, essentially. I mean, there's boarding, but you could always be, you have to pay for it. Yeah. All right, well, listen, I think we're going to end the show on this doom and gloom note.
Oh, it's not Tom doom and gloom. It's
our relationships and
have your pets paid or neutered.
Oh, we got Bob Barker here, everybody.
That's right.
All right, so let's do a quick little recap. Okay. We talked about our merchandising situation we're working on. If anybody is interested in a hat, t-shirt, toque, send us a DM.
Yeah.
Blah, blah, blah. We'll talk about it as it comes closer and closer to it. We're getting close, anyway.
Yep.
We talked weather in L.A.
With your mom again.
Mom, the weather lady.
Awesome.
We touched on...
TV shows.
Movies.
Animals.
Languages. And...
That's cookies.
That's a lot of pastries. And we ended it with doom and gloom.
yeah, Grunts and Grumbles, doom and gloom, same thing.
That's our other podcast. You can find us on our social medias on Instagram and Facebook. It's Grunts and Grumbles Official. Our website is gruntsandgrumbles.com. Our YouTube page is Grunts and Grumbles Official.
Official, yep.
Yeah.
And Twitter.
Can you tell I haven't looked at it?
Well, YouTube is just Grunts and Grumbles. Just search Grunts and Grumbles.
Grunts and Grumbles.
And we have a channel.
And we're going to do some things on there. It's going to be really good.
Look
we
for this logo.
Yeah, and we'll see if you see it on YouTube, we've recorded this.
Yes.
And if you haven't, clearly...
It didn't happen.
Steve may be correct, and it was user error. no, it's not user error. Anyway.
All right,
that's
awesome.
It. Thanks, guys, for listening.
Thanks, guys,
and
we'll get you listening to another one very, very soon.
Yeah.
All right, bye, guys.